jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. Climb that old stairway, and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day. But I know I'll just go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since you left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. You're the only family I've got left.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Poland says Russian drones entered its airspace and were shut down overnight with help from NATO allies, Poland describing the incident as an act of aggression. Qatar says Israel's strike on Hamas headquarters in Doha was a flagrant violation of international laws. Israel called the strike entirely justified following that deadly bus stop shooting in Jerusalem. Hamas claims no top-level leaders were killed. President Trump asked about the attack, saying he was disappointed.
President Trump was also asked about his ties to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The president denies he wrote and signed a lewd note with a drawing of a woman's body for Epstein's birthday book back in 2003. Trump last night speaking about the note for the first time since lawmakers released it. He calls it a forgery. When asked if he's willing to meet with Epstein survivors, Trump said he hasn't even thought about that.
ABC's Perry Russum. South Korean media says a chartered plane has left the U.S., returning Korean workers detained last week. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mostly higher, October up 7 to 16.94, November up 5 to 16.95, December up 9 to 17.27, January milk down 4 at 17.21. Meanwhile, cheese markets, barrels down 2 to 168, 40-pound blocks down 3 to 166.5, 4 trade a block on the day, cash butter down 2 to 2 and 1/2, 11 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2 to 120, 12 trades on the day. Dry whey up 3 to 60 even, and 2 trades on the day. Triple-digit losses in the live cattle and feeder cattle markets. Feeder cattle markets were limit down across the board. A big technical sell-off in live and feeder cattle markets, even though boxed beef prices were mixed. Now, cash hasn't developed yet. There's still strong demand in the countryside, but once those markets moved through technical support levels, that led to the big sell-off. Meanwhile, hog markets were higher in the nearby month on some technical buying, lower in deferreds due to weakness in cattle. October live cattle down 562 to 230.17. September feeder cattle down the 925 limit to 351.70. October hogs up 97 cents to 96.12. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. Positive weather to help with corn maturity and corn development and harvest, and positive weather for soybean maturity also pressuring the markets. The wheat market's lower due to that good weather for potential planting of winter wheat, and also the dollar stabilizing pressured prices. New crop corn down 2 to 419 and 3 quarters. New crop beans down 2.5 to 1031 and a quarter. September wheat down 4 and 3 quarters to 5 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis wheat September down 3 and a quarter to 552 and 3 quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Local bids on Tuesday at Elsevia Durand, cash and October corn 360, December 365, new crop 26, 4 even. Cash and October beans 921, December 931, new crop 26, 962. Big River Resources Boysville cash corn 365 and 3 quarters, October and November 369 and 3 quarters, December 374 and 3 quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash and October corn 370, December 373. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 369, new crop 364, cash and new crop beans 951. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 370, new crop 26, 409. Cash beans 929, new crop 26, 982. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 376, October and November 375, new crop 26, 414. Cash beans 938, October and November 935, new crop 26, 1011. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 359, new crop at 366, cash beans and new crop both at 949. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 235 to 248, Holstein fed cattle 199 to 255, market cows 110 to 172, bulls 165 to 212, calves 600 to 1660, beef steers 240 to 680, Holstein steers 232 to 527. Sheep markets, light lambs 320 and down, market lambs 245 and down, ewes 110 and down, rams 85 and down, goat markets, does 90 and down, bucks 250 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 234 to 249, finished beef heifers 234 to 249, finished dairy steers 210 to 229, market cows 120 to 144, market bulls 155 to 200. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-931-3030. That's 800-931-3030. 800-931-3030. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some dense fog expected early. Once it burns off, you can expect more clouds than sun. A nice day with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A beautiful September day on tap for Thursday. Plenty of sunshine and a high of 77. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Says she's had enough of me. I've had enough of her too. I might as well go on and set her free. She's already turned me loose. No fault, no blame, nobody done no wrong. That's just the way it sometimes goes. Sometimes two people just don't get along. It's time to hit the road. Goodbye, farewell, so long, vaya con Dios, good luck, wish you well, take it slow, easy come, go, easy go. Tried to work it out 100 times. 99, it didn't work. I think it's best we put it all behind before we wind up getting hurt. No hard feelings, darling, no regrets. No tears and no broken hearts. Call it quits, calling off all bets. It just wasn't in the cards. Goodbye, farewell, so long, vaya con Dios, good luck, wish you well, take it slow, easy come.
Stranger asked me to dance, and I revealed to her my tune.
lost count and started counting again.
Casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
Trio Williams lived down a dirt road. Homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade it right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we step down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stayed over there close as we drove down to the lake road. The sun fading that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those times. It gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing. Sunset good love, well it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things. It gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. David Lee Murphy, Dust on the Bottle, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 50s, expecting afternoon highs in the 70s, 80s by the end of the week. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we'll talk with Jason Mugiani. He is executive director of the government relations with Wisconsin Farm Bureau. We're going to talk about that proposal from Wisconsin Department of Agriculture that would drastically raise animal market, animal dealers and animal truckers fees. We're going to talk with Jason here a little bit about that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for.
Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The U.S. and Brazil tariffs do have a real economic impact. We'll explain coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com. The U.S. has significant tariffs in place on a number of imports from Brazil. The FarmDoc team at the University of Illinois looked into the impact of tariffs on prices in the U.S. Joanna Caluzzi, an agricultural economics instructor at the University of Illinois, says Brazil is one of the world's biggest exporters.
Such as coffee, beef, tropical fruits like mango and papaya, seafood and cocoa. For products which have a strong U.S. market presence, the impact could be even more significant. Brazilian coffee makes up 17% of export value to the U.S., beef 10%, tobacco 9%, cocoa 13%, and seafood 56%. Let's take coffee as one example. Brazil is the world's largest coffee exporter and a key supplier to the U.S., accounting for 34% of America's total coffee consumption. The U.S., in turn, is the largest coffee consumer in the world.
The tariffs apply to many of Brazil's biggest agricultural exports to the U.S., including coffee.
In 2024, Brazilian agriculture exports totaled $164 billion. China was the top buyer, accounting for 30% of that total, followed by the European Union with 14% and the United States with 7%. Even before these new tariffs, Brazil had been reinforcing its trade with the BRICS nations, Russia, India, China, and South America, alongside Brazil itself. Over the past 15 years, China has become Brazil's largest agricultural trade partner.
The beef sector also faces challenges because of tariffs.
Brazil is the third largest supplier of beef to the U.S. after Australia and Canada. The U.S., meanwhile, is Brazil's second largest beef export market, taking about 8% of total shipments in 2024, second only to China's 46%. With the 50% tariffs in place, Brazilian meat packers expect to lose at least $1 billion this year. Industry leaders say that no other market can easily replace the United States, given its high demand and the premium prices paid. Meanwhile, the United States could source more beef from Argentina or Australia, for example, but that could drive up prices for some products, like ground beef, adding even more to inflation.
Joanna Caluzzi from the University of Illinois. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Brian Winnikins.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us They joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-506-3355. 800-506-3355. 800-506-3355.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some dense fog expected early. Once it burns off, you can expect more clouds than sun. A nice day with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A beautiful September day on tap for Thursday. Plenty of sunshine and a high of 77. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
In my rear view, the sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. They threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose, and let me go. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money. No such thing as like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well, I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, 'cause I ain't never had too much fun.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Daryl Singletary and Too Much Fun here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 50s. Our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. UW Extension will be holding some agricultural leasing seminars in October. The seminars are offered to address questions that landowners, tenants, and other interested individuals have about leasing farmland, including setting the rental rate, land management considerations, legal risks, strategies for effective communication, terminating an ag lease, and other topics regarding agricultural leasing. Now, one of those workshops will be in Chippewa Falls at the Chippewa County Courthouse October 14th from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. For more information, just contact Chippewa County Extension Service. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Lester Building Systems. Build it with confidence. Build it with Lester. As harvest nears and grain prices remain subdued, farmers are feeling less optimistic about the future. According to the Purdue University CME Ag Economy Barometer, producers have growing concerns about the future. And I'll have the details after this. Are you looking to build a pole barn, workshop, ag building, or that dream garage? Build it with confidence. Build it with Lester Building Systems. For over 75 years, with more than 180,000 buildings dotting the landscape, Lester has been America's trusted partner for custom pre-engineered post-frame buildings that last. Whether you're a farmer, business owner, or just need more space, they've got your back. With top-tier materials, innovative design, and a team that knows how to get it done. From concept to completion, it's your building, your way, backed by local expertise and the strength of a national brand. Expect a professional, hassle-free experience. Design it, visualize it at LesterBuildings.com. That's LesterBuildings.com. Lester Building Systems, for a building that lasts a lifetime. The Purdue University CME Ag Economy Barometer is a nationwide monthly survey of 400 farmers designed to measure confidence in the farm economy. In August, the barometer fell 10 points to a reading of 125. That drop was driven almost entirely by the Index of Future Expectations, which slid 16 points to register 123, its lowest level in nearly a year. The Current Conditions Index was steady at 129, suggesting farmers still feel okay about today, but they have increasing concerns about tomorrow. Dr. James Mintert from Purdue noted this month marked the first time in 2 years that future expectations fell below current conditions. He said that tells us farmers expect low net returns, particularly for crops, to be with us for a while. Understandably, the sentiment was split sharply between agricultural sectors. Crop farmers were the least optimistic, while livestock producers remained upbeat. Beef producers in particular are enjoying record profitability thanks to the smallest cattle herd since 1951. And that profitability gap helped lift the Farm Capital Investment Index to 61. That's up 8 points since July, as livestock producers show more willingness to invest in equipment and facilities. But financial stress is growing in rural America. The Farm Financial Performance Index remains stuck below 100 at 91, signaling most farmers expect weaker incomes in the year ahead. And 22% of respondents said they expect to take larger operating loans in 2026, with nearly a quarter of those citing the need to roll over unpaid 2025 debt. Dr. Michael Langemeyer of Purdue called that an early warning sign, showing more farms under financial strain than in recent years. Land values are also weighing on farmers' minds. The short-term farmland value index dropped to 112, its third straight monthly decline. Three-fourths of crop producers said they expect cash rents in 2026 to be unchanged from this year. I'll have more when we come back.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
There was one bright spot in the latest ag economy barometer, and that was ag trade. Just over half of U.S. farmers said they expect exports to grow over the next 5 years, the most optimism on trade recorded this year. That suggests producers still see opportunities for U.S. agriculture abroad, even as the trade war drags on with countries around the world. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Lester Building Systems. Build it with confidence. Build it with Lester. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars. Change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Call in Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge. Oh.
handsome cowboys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture's proposed new fees for animal markets, truckers, and dealers under ATCP 12. The money is used for the department's handling of animal health and traceability and also meat safety for consumers. The fees could increase by as much as 1,700% for some animal markets. The department says it needs the money to continue the programs, while those opposed say the new fee structure would hurt farmers and consumers and potentially even destroy the meat supply chain in the state. Since 2009, the programs have been funded by industry fees and state money, but the department didn't ask for any state money in the state budget for this year. Public hearings on the proposed fees will be on September 11th, 16th, and 17th in Madison. Comments can also be submitted in writing by October 15th. China imported a record volume of soybeans for August to buffer against a possible shortage as a protracted trade war with the U.S., its second largest supplier, drags on. Bloomberg reports that China, the world's biggest soybean importer, purchased 12.28 million metric tons in August. That's the highest ever recorded for the month, shoring up local availability before U.S. supplies begin to dominate the global market. China's traditionally sourced a large share of its soybean imports from the U.S., but ongoing trade tensions have pushed it to favor Brazil. The recent purchases reflect a strategic move to reduce reliance on U.S. shipments ahead of export season that's expected to peak in the coming months. Abundant imports from Brazil have left Chinese crushers better prepared for a winter, possibly without any U.S. soybeans. China's stockpiles of imported soybeans totaled about 6.8 million tons as of Friday. That's nearly the highest amount since March. Meanwhile, the U.S. agriculture trade deficit widened further in July, highlighting the challenges facing the administration as they vowed to reverse the trend. Agriculture exports lagged imports by $4.97 billion in July, a gap 9% wider than a year earlier and the largest on record for the month. That pushed the sector's deficit to an unprecedented $33.6 billion for the first 7 months of the year. That, according to data released Monday by USDA. The widening farm trade gap this year has mostly been driven by a jump in imports, just as the president slapped tariffs on other countries in a push to shrink the overall deficit. That further cements a shift that's been building since the president's first term, with a sector that has long run major trade surpluses now becoming a consistent net importer. A soil-borne fungus is raising alarm among soybean growers across parts of the Midwest and the southern U.S. called red crown rot is showing up in more fields than ever before. According to Robert Waller, seed agronomist for Seed Genetics Direct, we're starting to see it in more areas. He says you can distinguish it by the red parenthesia at the soil level in the stem. First identified in the U.S. several years ago, red crown rot infects the roots and stems of soybeans, peanuts, and other legumes, leading to yellowing leaves, wilting, and in severe cases, major yield losses. On Tuesday, the Make America Healthy Again Commission released its policy recommendations geared toward addressing chronic childhood diseases. The report reflected NCGA's recommendation of reinforcing the Environmental Protection Agency's robust, globally respected pesticide review process. In response to the development, Illinois farmer and NCGA President Kenneth Hartman Jr. released the following statement. The policy recommended related to crop production released by the MAHA Commission appears to be reasonable and science-based approaches for achieving its objectives. He said, we're also delighted to see precision agriculture, soil health, and land stewardship prioritized. Meanwhile, the National Milk Producers Association also released a statement saying that they appreciated the commission's attention to the nation's public health needs. And we're excited that the commission looked at the latest science indicating that whole milk needs to get back into school and boost dairying in diets would help meet America's nutritional needs and that it's critical to improving the health of the nation's children. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some dense fog expected early. Once it burns off, you can expect more clouds than sun. A nice day with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A beautiful September day on tap for Thursday. Plenty of sunshine and a high of 77. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 57.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
We'll be right back. Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. Well, but that's the way it goes. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust of Pancho bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to. Nobody knows. All the Federalists say they could have had him any day. We only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
Cheap hotel, the desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
Area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Woke up this morning, happy as could be. I looked out my window, what's that I see? Coming up the sidewalk, just as plain as day. Well, here comes trouble that I never thought I'd see since you went away. Trouble, trouble, trouble. of coffee, and you can rest your shoes, and you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the life we've lived. Although I'd rather have a little bit of trouble and never know the love you give. Hello, trouble. Come on in. Will you talk about heartache? Where in the world you been? Ain't had misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, trouble, trouble. Welcome home.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio.